Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Transitional leaders in Mali continue to make progress in moving the West African nation away from military rule, naming a cabinet for a new government of national unity. After reaching out to political activists, members of civil society, and others to serve in administrative posts, 31 officials were named head ministries under Interim President Jankunda Traore and Prime Minister Sheikh Modibo Diarra. The diverse group is largely representative of Mali's political parties, which should have a calming effect on the nation's roiled politics. Restoring a democratic government is essential to addressing the Tuareg rebellion and the spread of extremism in the north. The United States welcomes the formation of the new government after broad-based consultations with political parties and civil society. We look forward to this new unity government's continued work to move swiftly toward holding elections, restoring democratic rule, and better enabling Mali to meet the other challenges it is facing. The U.S. will continue as before to provide humanitarian aid to Malian refugees and the internally displaced. The ability of the United States to resume other kinds of aid to Mali, including development and security assistance, will depend on a democratically elected government. We remain concerned, however, about the continued interference of the military in the interim government and their acts of intimidation against journalists and others. We are especially concerned about the possibility that coup leader Sonego may be named to a high-level position in the transitional government structure. Appointing Sonego, who has been accused of grave human rights abuses, to a political position of influence could undermine the legitimacy of the transition government.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.